We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Google, play WFAN."
Yeah. All right. Inside the 1 o'clock hour, KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. All of the scores in Major League Baseball have gone final. This Monday didn't have too many games. Usually Monday is a travel day. Obviously, you know the Yankees defeated the Athletics 9-5 in the Bronx. The Nationals beat the Pirates 3-2 in D.C. The Blue Jays behind Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman had 10 strikeouts in Toronto to defeat the Red Sox 7-2. Those two jockeying for position in the AL East. The Minnesota Twins also jockeying for position with the Cleveland Guardians. They are now 3 games up on the Cleveland Guardians. They smacked those boys tonight. Sonny Gray gets the win. Minnesota beats Cleveland 11-1. The Cardinals shut out the Marlins 9-0 in St. Louis. The Rangers beat the Royals in Kansas City 10-4. The Rockies, after the heroics that the Dodgers had on Sunday Night Baseball 2 nights ago, the Rockies beat them in the first game of their series in Denver 4-0. They're feeling themselves after the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup. The Angels beat the White Sox 4-3 in Anaheim. Even after the suspension, which we'll talk about in a little bit, the suspension of a bunch of their players. And then the Orioles beat the Mariners 9-2 in Seattle. Now back to this Angels-White Sox game. The Angels rallied to win 4-3 over the White Sox. The Angels are a team that was involved in a brawl, which in baseball, you don't really see these benches clearing brawls anymore. I don't know if it's anymore. I think the last time we seen one where a punch was thrown or it got physical was like Amir Garrett and the Reds and the Pirates. I think Chris Archer was involved, some other guys. But this Mariners brawl had everything. The Mariners brawl, first off, started because they threw at Mike Trout. You don't throw at Mike Trout. You definitely don't throw at his head. So they had to retaliate. Phil Nevin, former Yankees third base coach, who was fired after last season, Phil Nevin gets suspended 10 games. Why? Because they throw an opener, and then they bring the opener in after a clean first inning. They bring the opener back in, and they let that opener throw at Jesse Winker, and Jesse Winker wasn't going for it. He was the main one that kind of started everything. He got 7 games. J.P. Crawford, shortstop for the Mariners, had his back. He threw a couple punches. He got 5 games. Julio Rodriguez was in the scuffle. Julio Rodriguez got thrown at. J-Rod got thrown at his head. It missed him. Luckily, went behind him. Anthony Rendon, he's done for the season. He's having, he had a surgery on his wrist. He's got a cast on his wrist, but he still wants to throw hands. cast on my right wrist. I'm going to use my left hand to mush Jesse Winker in the face. He gets 5 games when he returns. So next year, when he returns, or later this year, if he can return, if they, I don't know if they get in the postseason. I don't know how long it's going to take him to heal. He's got to serve a 5-game suspension. And then a couple other pitchers that were involved, bench coaches, they suspended the interpreter. Interpreter Manny Del Campo got 2 games. Interesting how Major League Baseball handled all of this. I think the Mets are due. The Mets need one of these. The Mets need a benches clearing brawl where guys actually throw hands, throw punches. Some guys get suspended. So the teams know they're not going to take it. You're not going to just throw at our guys. You're not going to hit our guys. You're not going to potentially hurt our guys throwing the ball at them. Other than that, not too many big stories in baseball. Bryce Harper got hit with a pitch, and Bryce Harper now might need thumb surgery on that. Anthony Rizzo got hit by a pitch today, and then he exited the game. Hopefully he's fine. But yeah, that's a scary thing. I was talking about that on MLB Network. When I was, I think, 11 or 12, I got hit in the head in a baseball game, popped my helmet off, I hit the ground. And I was a little bit, like, shaking, didn't know where I was for a minute. And I remember wanting to run. I wanted to get on base because I wanted to, like, retaliate, get them back, like, steal second, steal third. And they wouldn't let me finish the rest of the game. And after that, I was like, you know, I approached baseball differently. I'm like, I don't want any of these jokers thrown at me. I don't want to get hit in the head. That's different. And I said that on the show today, and Xavier, one of my co-hosts, he's like, that's like a football hit. Mm-mm. No, it's not. I took plenty of football hits. High school and two different colleges. Getting hit, there's no football hit that is like getting hit with a baseball. Even if you get blindsided, even if someone, you know, ear holes you, it's not like getting hit with a baseball. And, you know, baseball helmets are not like football helmets. But anyway, back to the phones. Let's see what the fans of the fan, of the Yankees, of everything else want to talk about. This is my last, like, 50 minutes. So let's see how many calls we can hit. John, out in Brooklyn, talk to me. You got it.
What's up?
What's up, John? You there?
What's up, Keith?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up, Keith?
What's up, man?
Yo, what do you think about IKF leading off?
When IKF comes back from his cortisone shot, thumb injury, I actually wouldn't mind trying him there. I mean,
I don't think that's him.
He's got speed. I know he doesn't have a high batting average. He's not really, like, you know, the greatest hitter, but I don't know. Maybe we try him there and it changes his fortunes a bit.
He's a batting ball guy.
I don't know. I think IKF, when he comes back, they're still going to keep him low. I don't think they're that high on him, honestly. If you look at what Oswald Peralta is doing, Anthony Volpe, there's just like buzz around, you know, these shortstops that are coming up. Peraza, I think, hit a home run. Volpe hit a home run. And I don't think Volpe's coming up, but Peraza hit 2 homers a day ago, and he might be on the way.
What do you think about
John, I got to let you go, bro. I wasn't really hearing everything. I don't know if you got to keep it low because the parents are sleeping. But call me up another time when you can speak loud and clear with a good connection. Let's go to Danbury, Connecticut. That's where John is. John, you are on the Fan.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Sorry. Sorry, Keith. 1 second. I'm trying to turn off the speaker. And
all
my
good.
Phone's now, I'm sorry.
All good. You probably didn't know I was going to end the last call and go right there to you. I didn't know I was going to end the last call.
I thought I was on
hear him. You know, I didn't even know what he asked. I didn't even know what he said.
No, I couldn't hear him either, but I thought that was me when you said John before. So, first of all, you are my favorite host at on WFAN because you're genuine, and it's really clear to see that. That story about your father, it choked me up, with how important, like, he was for, baseball for you. It's, with my dad having Parkinson's now and not being able to do the things he used to.
I gotta stop you for a second. Love my dad, but I don't know if I told any stories about my dad and baseball. My dad didn't put me on.
I apologize. It must have been somebody else. I'm sorry.
I was like, I grew up without my pops. I reconnected with my dad as a grown man. My dad didn't put the ball in my hand. My brother did.
My brother put the football. You were talking about your brother.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember your relationship with him. I apologize.
My brother was 10 years older than me. My brother put the football in my hand. That helped me a lot as a young man. But no, shout out to my dad, though. My dad is solid. He just didn't teach me any sports or any of that stuff because we didn't live together. But no, I just wanted to stop you there in case anyone was listening. Like, I never heard Keith say that his dad put him on to baseball.
Well, I remember when you were talking about your brother then and what he meant to you and your willingness to show vulnerability in addition to your great sports knowledge means you took over my favorite host from Carton, probably because he's also too obnoxious.
I was going to say, going from Carton to me, that's a left turn. But shout out to Carton, too, because he's real and he's honest and he's vulnerable with his situation.
He absolutely is.
I don't have time to fake, man. I'm just so transparent and real. I'm just one way all the time. And I think authenticity wins. And
it does.
I'm glad that it comes through the microphone.
It definitely does, and that's all we want, people to be authentic. Even if I disagree with some things you were saying, like I want DJ at leadoff, but that's wasn't what I...
I'm fine with DJ at leadoff, but maybe we could try something else.
I don't want Judge at two. I'd rather have Stanton at two than Judge. I really want Judge.
I'm fine with that, too. And I think I've mentioned that when Stanton won MVP for the Marlins, he won MVP batting second.
Huh. That is good to know.
And I think he has hit second for the Yankees. Maybe it was 2020 or 2019. Maybe they do that. Maybe they go back to him batting second.
Huh. Well, I think when you were talking about the sixth starter, if they needed another starter, what do you think about Michael King?
Maybe Michael King. I love when King comes in out of the bullpen. I feel like he's just like no one can hit him. He's a weapon, and I know eventually he'll be stretched out to be a starter because he's got a few pitches. I think it's Clark Schmidt before him though. I think Clark Schmidt we see be molded as a starter, and King in this bullpen. He's one of our strongest guys coming out of the bullpen. We don't want to see him turn into a starter just yet.
I guess it's not necessary with how well Montgomery and Tyone and Seve have been pitching, and Nestor's for my fantasy team too. So in both leagues, so that's always nice. But I just think eventually he would be a good number two starter for them.
Yeah, I think with Matt Blake, he knows what he has with these guys, and so does Boone, and we will see an evolution where some of these guys go from like Clark Schmidt, Michael King, from the bullpen to starters when some of these other guys don't have it. And I don't know if these guys are going to not have it. I think we're just at a point in the season where they've got a bunch of starts. Maybe the league has caught up to them some as far as studying them, watching film, facing them, but... looking at our rotation, like Garrett Cole is supposed to be Garrett Cole, and he's now it seems like, after his last outing, he's starting to figure it out. But I can't say, like, Seve coming off of Tommy John, Nestor playing way above wherever he was ever projected, Tyone coming off of surgery. I can't say these guys are supposed to be aces. So if they kind of level out a bit and we want to try some other guys also to preserve them, also because we will need them later in the year, I'm fine with that.
But you're right, I don't completely trust them, despite I'm optimistic because of how well they've been playing, and it's so exciting. I've only been to one game so far this year, but I'm feeling like a shoe's going to drop almost, so because they can't sustain the starting pitching, I don't think.
Well, it's got us off to such a great start that I feel like we'll navigate, right? And Boone knows when to go to the bullpen, and we have guys in the bullpen. Like tonight, to only have to use Albert Abreu, fine. Monty was able to go 6 2/3 after giving it up in the third inning. And then you go to Albert Abreu, we've got two more games in this series. Looks like it's going to be a good setup for us.
Definitely. Also, again, thank you for letting people talk for a while. And thank you for being authentic again. And I'm hoping that I'm going to sit in the bleachers once and get to meet you there.
I'll be around. I don't know. Tweet at me what game you're going. A lot of people tweet me what section they're in, and I'm not good at, like, I'm good at moving around and trying to run into people, but I'd love to run into you at a game or meet you and shake your hand and thank you for calling into my show.
Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, John. The thing, man, all right, I'm 7 months into being on WFAN, being on the radio. I'm 3 months into being on MLB Network and being on TV. But I'm 34 years old. I'm already who I am. I'm a fully grown human being. Like, I'm not going to change now. My guy Ronnie, shout out to Ronnie, who's my favorite bartender in the suites at Yankee Stadium. He's known me for 3-4 years now. And he thinks it's hilarious when someone comes up and is like, "Hey, Keith, can I take a picture?" "Oh, Keith." He's like, "I knew him before he was famous." I'm like, "You knew me like a couple years before, and I'm not famous, Ronnie. I'm just now starting to break into the media." So I just think it would be weird for me to like break in and act like something I'm not. I don't know. Check on me in 10 years. Maybe my head will be the size of Yankee Stadium. I doubt that, though. The world has already humbled me. I've already had a ton of life experiences and things that are like, I just know how to act. I know how to carry myself. I know how to treat people. I might not always be in the same circles or doing the same things, but as far as being vulnerable on the mic, like, my story is my story. My life is my life. I'm just going to always tell it. And I have no shame in my game. Everything that has happened to me happened for a reason. I'm happy to be here. I'm blessed to be here. And I'm blessed to connect with every one of you that calls in and listens and supports, and even the people that hate. People like, ignore the haters. Why? They're paying attention. Like, it's a thin line between love and hate. You could turn a hater into a fan just by responding to them. And I'm also not the type to back down to anybody. So if you come for me, I will return fire. If you send for me, I send for you. That's just the way it goes. I don't know. I think it's reality radio, I guess, right? I guess if you're used to people pretending or acting like there's, I'm a radio host. Like, I'm not any better than you. I'm a fan, right? I was just saying my wife is pulling me out of it. She's like, "You need to separate the fact now that like your job is to cover the games and talk about the games, and you would be doing that anyway. Like, you need to have breaks and days where you're not so consumed with the Yankees or the Nets or, you know, the NFL and, all right, when is this guy going to do this? Or what's the breaking news of this? Or gambling and putting in 100 bets a week. Like, it is what it is. I don't know. Happy to be here. Happy to connect with you guys. Let's see. Let's take another call before we go to the next break. Roseanne is in Hackensack on the Fan. You got it, Roseanne.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here on a Monday night into Tuesday morning.
Well, I'm calling for a reason about Gleyber Torres, but I just want to say you are a breath of fresh air for the Fan, because not only you also talk about other games, other hosts. It's always Yankees and Mets, or the Giants and the Jets. You give a little insight. You even mention that the Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup. Other hosts don't even mention hockey.
Well, because the Rangers lost, and it's like, all right.
To me, it's a sport.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think someone said to me that I take like a national approach, and I do, right? That's why I go through all the scores in Major League Baseball and the stories, and I can't wait till we get to football season. I can talk about the whole NFL, I think, the best.
You'll be talking about the Dallas Cowboys. I know that.
Yeah, definitely.
But I have a question about Gleyber Torres. On the post game, they said it was his wrist that got the cortisone shot. You said it was the ankle.
Okay, so Gleyber hurt his ankle when he got picked off in the
ninth
inning.
Right, I saw that yesterday. But
they said it was in the postgame. They said he got a shot in his wrist?
Because Boone said that his wrist has been bothering him. So it seems like the ankle is not a major issue.
It's okay.
His, It's his wrist that's a problem. So maybe you could check that out.
Yeah, I just Googled it, and they're saying Gleyber Torres is dealing with a wrist injury. But from what I saw, I thought he would have got it in his ankle. And then I could relate to that. I told my little story about it. But it says cortisone shot to address inflammation in his right wrist.
All right, so it is the wrist.
So it is the wrist. That ankle injury is why he dropped and went out of the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was in a lot of pain yesterday.
Yeah, they said Torres sustained a mild ankle sprain Sunday against the Astros.
So I guess the wrist is worse.
Yeah, the MRI on his wrist revealed inflammation. Right. But yeah, for me, I'm like, I don't know. When I saw he had the cortisone shot, I'm thinking it's for the ankle so that, you know, whatever. So we're clearing that up. Thanks for that, Roseanne.
All right. And
Torres has an ankle and a wrist. The cortisone shot is for his wrist. We're not sure about the ankle sprain. He'll probably be out with both of these injuries for at least 2 weeks.
I doubt. Well, maybe the wrist is hard to swing. But, you know, all right, we'll see what happens. But keep up the good work and keep talking about other sports. And God forbid you should mention tennis.
Yeah, I will. I have to look into some tennis. I saw Wimbledon on ESPN. You know how Wimbledon, the coverage will take over ESPN.
Oh, yeah. I'm up at 6 a.m. watching the tennis. I am a big tennis fan. So it's nice, you know, throw a little, you know, Novak Djokovic stuff in, and maybe your listeners will get into tennis because it's a great sport to watch. Thanks so much for your time, and have a good evening. Get home safe.
Thanks, Roseanne. I mean, tennis, boxing. People are roasting me on Twitter because I didn't know GGG. I said I won't know him until he fights Jake Paul. These YouTubers are the reason that boxing is joking. I know the thing about Jake Paul, I discovered Jake Paul when I was unemployed and I was watching like Gary Vee YouTube videos for motivation. And then I stumbled upon Jake Paul and Team 10, and he had this like reality show house with influencers. And I'm like, wait, these kids live in LA in this big mansion just creating content all day, making vlogs. And I remember telling my wife came home from the city working, and I used to be unemployed when I like started my journey to get into the actual media. I don't know, for months I was in between. I was like trying to be, you know, in the sports media world doing podcasts, creating videos, but also quietly applying to social media manager jobs to go back to where I wanted to go. And my wife was like, you're confusing the universe. Pick one or the other. Go full force into the media thing and stop doing the social media thing. But while I was applying to jobs, I would watch YouTube all day. And that's how I even found out about Jake Paul. And I did not ever think he would turn into, and this is like 2018, 2019. I did not ever think he'd turn into a boxer, let alone a boxer that is trying to fight Mike Tyson next. And people are saying this kid like saved boxing. And he's already fought some UFC guys and some other different guys, whatever. But yeah, no, you know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know. And that's another thing I do on this microphone. I don't get on here and try and pretend like I know everything. I don't. None of our hosts know everything. Luckily, we have the internet to Google things. We misspeak, but you'll never hear me step on the mic and talk about something that I don't know about. Right? I was surprised to see Canelo Alvarez in Yankee Stadium with a stare down. Do I know who Triple G is? I don't, but I know now. Someone's like, do your homework on him. No thanks. I don't care to know who the guy is. If I stumble upon him again, I'll know who he is now, but I'm not going to research GGG, who this guy, like, I don't care, bro. I'm not a boxing guy. And I know boxing is important to some people listening, and that's cool, right? Dragon Ball Z is important to me. Do you know all the characters in Dragon Ball Z? Are you familiar with Trunks? Are you familiar with 17, 18? No, that's fine. You don't have to research them. You don't have to research them. Let's hit another break, all right? This is the last little run I have. You're still allowed to call, but there's not that much time, so I can't promise you'll get on. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Your official station to talk Jets.
But it's all good, though. I'm making me their words.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Yeah. All right, folks. We back. On the late night. On the other side of 1:30, Keith McPherson on the Fan, talking sports. You guessed it. This isn't 10-10 wins. This isn't Hot 97. This is WFAN 101.9 FM, where we talk about New York sports and all sports, honestly. If you have not seen O'Neal Cruz, just type in O'Neal Cruz. He's got to be a Yankee one day. He was named after Paul O'Neal. He hit a ball today. I'm not even going to tell you anything out. Just type in O'Neal Cruz or go on Twitter. Look for O'Neal Cruz's solo shot that he hit today. There's going to be a lot more where that came from. He is a freak of nature. He's a ridiculous athlete playing shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, they love to send their guys elsewhere. I saw a graphic today of all the pitchers that they've let go, and they love to send guys elsewhere. So send us O'Neal Cruz. That kid is crazy. Back to the phones quickly. Let's see how many people we can get in before I'm done. Let's go to Ryan in Manhattan on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing?
What's up, man? I'm great. How are you?
Awesome, man. Great to talk to you. I really love listening to you on the rewinds because that's more of my time frame, but I listen to you almost every day when you're on. So
appreciate it.
I'm glad we even
have that feature, right? When I came into the radio, I'm thinking, oh, you got to catch me live. Nope. All this goes to the Odyssey app. You can rewind and then podcast. You can play it on your own time. I know it's late at night. It's one thing I thought about. I'm like, man, that's so late. Nobody's going to be checking me out at that hour. Wrong.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I was a fan of yours, too, when you were on John Boy, too. So I'd been listening to you for a bit.
Count it. I was there.
Yeah.
I was in the mix.
Yeah. I'm still listening. But anyway, I wanted to chime in on the thought of, like, the, you know, throwing at a few things about the Nets and the Yankees too. But the first point, when I first chimed in, you were talking about throwing at a batter.
Yeah.
As a pitcher, I got hit in the head with a line drive from a metal bat in college, and
wow.
It was like one of the most traumatic things ever. And as a pitcher, I would say on a college baseball team, like, you're really not trying to ever do that. You know, it's not something you do. And having gone through it, that's the worst thing, I think. So I guess my point is, I don't think pitchers are ever trying to go up and in that high. And if it does, they're a bad dude.
that's scary, man. And so that's what Trout said. Trout, dead serious, was like, don't throw at my head. If you want to throw at me, throw at my ribs. Don't throw at my head.
Yeah, throw my butt, you know? That's the
right, keep it low.
Keep it low. Yeah. So thankfully I was able to overcome it and still be able to play, but it was weird because I'm a lefty, so I wouldn't follow through right, so I would keep the ball up and left, not to get too into that. But thankfully I'm okay and fine. I just had a concussion, but that's it. Long story short, pitchers don't want to throw up and then usually unless you're a bad dude. Secondly, what are your thoughts on the Yankee series with Houston? I kind of left like, I still think they have a number.
They do. They had the upper hand the entire series. The Yankees were fortunate that the way baseball is set up, you get last licks, right? They're the home team in this series. They had the opportunity to come back the way that they did, and the weakness, the Astros have a clear weakness. It's their bullpen. It's the back end of their bullpen. But watching those games and thinking about how excited the fans were and how riled up the fans were and how the Astros came in and kept doing everything they could to silence the fans, and they definitely shut the fans up plenty of times over the course of four games, the Yankees were lucky to come out with a split. The fans were lucky to come out with a split, because if we would have got swept, or if they would have taken three out of four today, everyone would have had the right to say the Astros are the best team in baseball. The Astros are the team to beat. And in my opinion, they are. On my MLB Network show in the beginning of the season, they told us pick teams to win the AL, the NL, meet in the World Series. I had faith in the Yankees, but in the beginning of the year, was I picking the Yankees to come out of the AL when, I don't know, some of these people were saying they were going to finish fourth in the AL East? No. I said, I know the Astros don't have Carlos Correa. That might help them. Like, something is going to change, but they're still going to be good. They're there every year. So the Yankees, with these hopes and dreams of being a World Series team, you got to go through Houston. And after a four-game series like this, maybe we hear less talk about how historically great this team is, how they're going to go to the World Series and win the World Series. Maybe that quells some of that. Maybe that turns some of that down, because we know the Astros are standing in the way.
Yep. You know what scares me the most, though? Verlander's dominance. I hate seeing it.
I hate Verlander. And it is scary, because he can pitch twice in a seven-game series, and he's got our number. And at 39 with that new arm after Tommy John, he's the same guy.
Yeah, and not many guys come back that quickly, but I'm sure the surgeries get better year by year, and he's back and as bad as ever. So
he wants to win another World Series. He went back to Houston. He could have went elsewhere, and I just can't believe they've got Verlander with a new arm pitching like he's pitching. Even Urquidy continued the no hitter, and I'm like, this guy's not that good.
I had my bachelor party at the Yankee game on Saturday.
Oh,
we were in section 207. That's the no-hitter. It was a great time, though. Great time with the boys. But
yeah, but that's a day that'll live in infamy. That sucks.
We'll
the Neris guy, or Javier, they went Javier Neris Presley, the combined no-hitter, and this Christian Javier guy, I'm like, there's no way. And it was a combination of things, right? I think it was the Saturday game thing. The Yankees have sucked on a few Saturdays. Last year, not as much this year. Remember last year I used to avoid Saturdays because they used to always have a letdown. And that's what this Saturday felt like. A big series, a letdown on Saturday. And then also the shadows, because it was a day game. They weren't picking up the ball right. And then this guy just had the right mix of his fastball, sinker, was throwing it hard, and these guys weren't catching up to it. And next thing you know, they're being no hit the first time they face this guy. And I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, weird day for that. But anyway, great day with the boys.
And yeah, I'm glad you had a good day. I'm glad you, yeah. You went out and it was hot, and you get time in the Bronx. I didn't even have a bachelor party. I skipped that. So I'm glad you went and did that at the game. I should have done something like that. Not at the no-hitter, though.
Yeah, not at the no-hitter. But anyway, last question, which is really important to me because I'm a diehard Nets fan. I have been. I grew up in Ramsey, New Jersey. So, you know, Bergen County guy.
Yes, sir.
He is my dude. Kyrie's back. What do you think? I mean, is there a chance it works? Like, what?
Yeah, yeah, it has to work, or it's just going to be a headache. It's just going to be more nonsense. Kyrie has to buy in. He has to lock in. He has to be a leader. He's spoken. And that's another thing, right? There's so many people that speak about the Nets and haven't watched Kyrie's run of podcasts. He did the I Am Athlete podcast.
And he's so smart, and he's, like, got, yeah, like, I don't know.
His intentions aren't bad, but they paint him out to be a bad guy. And he is in a position right now where if he shuts up and plays basketball and just makes it about basketball and leaves some of the other stuff behind, the Nets can be a competitive team. They have a good roster. Yeah. And I'm glad he opted in, right? Because we were like, no way is he going to opt out. The Nets should just run him the max. No, they shouldn't. It's a business. They'd be foolish to just run him a max contract based off of what he's done so far. And I said he should simply opt in and prove it.
Yeah.
And he
Over
has.
The past 12 hours, I thought he was gone, personally.
But. Yeah, because it's all hype. That's why he calls the media pawns. And that's why, like, on my Talking Nets account, I haven't been tweeting because I'm like, this is all nonsense. And I retweeted some stuff today, and I got at some Ix fans today. And I just, like, was like, all right, because I knew, I'm like, this is the week. It's Monday. We're going to find out. I didn't think we were going to find out Monday. I thought we were going to find out Wednesday, Thursday. But Kyrie put an end to it. He didn't wait till the opt-in date. And I said, all right, at the end, I'm like, see? Now, all right, rumors to news. Now you have actual news. Kyrie has opted in. The rumors of him going to the Lakers, the Knicks, the Clippers, I never bought into them. As much as you know, Kyrie is a headache, he's our headache. He's the Nets' headache. As much as, you know, he's the Nets' headache. So I figured they were going to figure it out, and I think they will. And I, well, like I've been saying, and I haven't been doing my Talking Nets podcast, I stopped it after the Nets got swept. I don't have the time. No one pays me to do that. You mentioned hearing me on John Boy. Under John Boy, I started Talking Nets. I don't work for John Boy anymore. I don't do Talking Nets. But if I was doing Talking Nets, I would update people every week and be like, relax, chill. Until you get news about Kyrie, everything else is rumors. He's a polarizing figure. They use his name for clicks. And he opted in.
Yeah, probably. I would say you should talk to Evan. I'm sure you do. But I listen to Evan's Nets podcast, too. So.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Evan has the time to do the Nets basketball podcast, the Rico Bronya. He's great. He's a guy, like, you know, he might have to have his wife pull him out. I know they're going on vacation doing something. Like, my wife pulled me out this weekend to be like, yo, do something else besides obsessing over the Yankees and the Astros series. I would like to talk to Evan. I heard a little bit of what he did on Carton and Roberts today. What I feel like for Nets fans, there's a lot of Nets fans that kind of jumped out of the window on the Nets, on the organization, thinking that they ruined this whole relationship with Kyrie. And, you know, now there's people deleting tweets and trying to walk back things. And I'm lucky that I, you know, just see through the media and see through how things are done. Like, I didn't jump out of the window. I didn't say anything I regretted or make any claims or, like, I'm cool. I'm good.
Yeah, man, I hear you. I hear you with that. And I see you three, and I love listening to you. So hopefully I'll be able to call back and talk to you soon. So I don't want to take any more of your time. I know you probably have some other people on the line. So, but appreciate it, man. Love listening, like I said, and I'll probably call back again soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Let's move faster through these calls. Mo, out in Brooklyn, on the Fan. What's up?
Nothing much. How you doing?
You know, hosting till 2, and then I'm a slide, go back to Jersey, try and go to sleep. Probably won't, but, you know, what's up with you?
Not much. I was at the game today.
Me too, man. You had a good time?
Yeah. Yeah, very good. You were sitting in the bleachers?
No, I didn't even touch the bleachers today. I was a guest of Oris Watches today. Shout out to Josh. Josh actually worked with my brother in the city many moons ago. And I guess my brother used to talk about me, tell Josh about me. Josh is a Yankees fan, was listening to the fan. And then one day, Keith McPherson starts talking, and he put two and two together. He invited me out, and they're an official partner of the Yankees. So they had this combined suite, and I was a guest of them tonight. And I wear this Roberto Clemente watch, and they're great people, and I love their company. I'm definitely going to try and buy some watches. So I was with them.
That's cool. I was in the bleachers for like the seventh inning, when the massive seventh inning
at
the end of the game.
Yeah, they were turning up. I saw.
Crazy.
I saw. And yo, how ridiculous was the sky tonight? The sky over the stadium was like purple and orange. Baseball sky. Great. Yankee Stadium is one of the best views when it's a nice sunset.
100%.
You can't see the sun, but you can see this. You can see the clouds in the sky over there.
Right. No, the sun was shining a little bit in the beginning of the game.
Oh, from the bleachers, actually, you get a good view. You can see the, like, sun in the background of, like, the Yankee Stadium backdrop.
Yeah. Like, I thought, like, after the third inning with Montgomery, I thought, like, he was done. Like, he pitched, you know, till the sixth. He was
It's the solid. Oakland A's. It's the Oakland A's. He had a bad inning. You leave him out there, and he was able to get through. And all we had to do was put Albert Abreu in to do the rest.
Yeah, kudos to him, you know, finishing off.
Great for Albert Abreu. This guy was with us last year. They got him up out of here in the Trevino trade. Some people were mad about it. He ends up going to Texas, Kansas City, and back to us for nothing.
Yeah. And it's good because you save everybody for tomorrow, you know, if you need anybody.
And we may. We can only hope. I know J.P. Sears had another start. But we can only hope that he did well his first time. We can only hope that he does well again. But if not, bullpen is ready.
Yeah, hopefully he's good. He'll do good, though. I like him.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. Mo, thanks for the call, bro. Let's keep this moving. Let's see. I don't have that much time. My guy Jimmy in Jersey City, you're back on the fan. Go for it, Jimmy.
Oh, man, that guy Ryan took up all our time.
It happens, you know. When I give people time, you know, you give an inch, they take a mile.
I told you on Friday, right, about Houston, right, Keith?
No, you did.
I told you they got our number. We got until we beat them, they are the best team in that.
And then a few hours after, we got no hit, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. Right? Don't worry. I was ready to call you, Salary. I was waiting to get no hit again.
Oh,
man. That's a tough team. Listen. I don't know what it is with people. I'm listening all night long to you because I call Sal a little more than you, but I try and keep it even. But listen, Gallo's horrible. Hicks is horrible. I'm listening. Everyone's calling up and putting Gallo. Now, listen, they got the same amount of RBIs. Gallo's got six homers more. Hicks is hitting a little better. But Hicks is horrible, people. I told you this on Friday. I said, I'm going to call back on Monday if he can change my mind. But he's horrible. Men in the scoring position yesterday. Glaber got hurt, him striking out with that stupid play. And today, second and third, one out. He's horrible. He can't even play the outfield. That double off the wall, he should have had that. He should have been back at the wall to catch that. And for 6 years, the last 6 years, first year, that's the only good year he had here. The last six, he's been horrible. I don't know why these people just think Gallo's the one. It's just both of them need to go. Put Andujar
because
up there.
Because Hicks has come through. Hicks has helped us win some games.
He's never come through. Keith, he only won one thing with only one at bat he had.
Nah, he helped us win a game in Toronto. He helped us win a game in Tampa. And he helped us win that first game against the Astros. So he's kind of off the hook a little bit.
He's not off the hook. He's 7 years he's been here. 6 years he's.
He's also on a contract where you know the Yankees are keeping him. he's going to stay.
They're not going to keep him. Trust me. After the All Star break, they're going to either bring up. And Andujar's coming up. He's coming up. After the All Star break,
they don't love Andujar. I wish they did. They don't have any love.
They're going to get tired of these two because they're going to. I'm sure the way we're calling in, I'm sure they're getting a lot of grief in the office how big to Gallo are killing the lineup. They both need to go. They both are horrible. And I don't like either one of them because they suck.
You know what, Jimmy? Remember how I was saying, like, I don't expect these guys to be in big spots in the postseason. And this past series had a postseason vibe. The Astros players themselves said they came to New York feeling like they were walking into a postseason game like this was playoffs.
Yep.
And we saw Gallo, Hicks in big spots. Hicks came up. in a big spot.
He got the one. He's got this only hit he got all year. Gallo did the same
but
thing.
But it's not, Jimmy. It's not, Jimmy. He came up big in Toronto. He had that double.
He's got 18 RBIs in half a season. Can you double that? Can you tell me his numbers for the whole year? That would be 36 RBIs.
He had a terrible start to the season.
Keith, he is hard. I don't care how hard. He's been doing it for 6 years. Keith, go look at his numbers. 230 lifetime.
Jimmy, you're my man, but I got to let you go, Jimmy. We got to give some guys some credit. Hicks is not an all-star. He's not the best player on the team. But you gotta give credit where credit is due. He also brought his glove. He had some plays in left field this series. He's helped. Gallo, he had some plays with his glove too, but we can't excuse it because of his lack of offense. He's had nothing. I just saw somewhere on Twitter, I think. No, my man Trav put it in the Bleacher Creatures chat. Shout out to Trav. In the Bleacher Creatures chat, he said Gallo is 0-23 with 11 Ks. Unacceptable, even if you're making plays in right field. But Hicks, I can give Hicks a little bit of credit because, like I said, he helped us win a game in Toronto. That double that he hit down to right field, I think, you know, I forget. I think it was either two RBIs, maybe three. Then he also had a big hit against the Rays. Came up big there. And then we do not win that first game of the Astros series without that three-run bomb from Hicks. I can't get on this mic and tear Aaron Hicks down right now. No, he's not the best player on the team. No, he's not the most consistent guy. But he did go to work, and he did figure some stuff out, and he has contributed. He has literally helped the Yankees win games where you can say hero of the game was Aaron Hicks. Biggest play of the game was the hit by Aaron Hicks, and then also his glove. This guy also switched to playing left field. He was a center fielder. He switched to playing left field in Yankee Stadium, which is not easy. He had that diving play to Rob Altuve. I got to put some respect on Aaron Hicks. I was captain of the Hicks Hive. I'm not anymore. But I give credit where credit is due. I'm rooting for the Yankees. I root for the jerseys. And in that Yankee jersey, Hicks has played a little bit better. I give him credit. No, his numbers, right? I'm not looking at his numbers the whole year. We know how putrid he was. We know how terrible he was to start the season. But he has come around some. We're hoping that Joey Gallo can come around some. But they both were 0-3 today. Gallo with a strikeout. Hicks with two strikeouts. They got to be better. This is the Oakland A's we're facing. I mentioned not having these guys hit in the postseason. You can't have them in big spots in the postseason. Fans will lose it, myself included. We can't have a postseason game where Joey Gallo goes 0-4. He's not going to have that type of leash or runway, right? We're not going to let him go 0-4 a bunch of games all season and then throw him in October and expect different results. There's going to be somebody else there. Hicks, too. Hicks has to be more consistent or he'll be a bench guy. Or he'll be moved. I doubt he's going to be moved, though. I think the Yankees like what, you know, he does, his value, switch hitter, can play different positions in the outfield for $10 million a year. So we'll see that. Jim is in Stratford, Connecticut. Next up on the Fan, you got it, Jim.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Yeah, I was going to defend Hicks myself with that diving catch, and he's coming up.
He's made some plays. He made some run-saving plays, and he's added some runs. I got to give credit where credit is due. I know we've been trashing him and Gallo for months.
He keeps contributing like he has lately. I hope he keeps it up because he's got a good attitude. He's got some fire in his belly, you know?
And that home run he hit on Thursday night led to Judge walking it off.
Yeah.
Hicks was the hero. Judge, was clutch. But Hicks, it's harder to hit a three-run bomb in that situation than Judge's single that
year. How happy he was, too, man.
You could tell. It was a weight off his shoulders. The facial expression Hicks had, it was just like, wow, been waiting for that.
Yeah, I felt really good, happy for him. Yeah, I was just going over the stats I just went over all the top like 20 batter home runs, runs, total bases, hits, and like it's crazy how the Yankees they hardly have anybody in the top 20. Like
Judge, that's why Judge said he's best player on the team. It's just Judge
and Rizzo.
Rizzo and home runs now, yeah.
And there's only 18 batters hitting.
Rizzo and RBIs might be up there too.
300 and above. There's only 18 batters in the league hitting 300 or above. And three of them are Red Sox. which is crazy. So then I went and looked at the pitching stats, and Cortez and Cole, Severino and Holmes are all up there. So mm-hmm. it's got to be. It just goes to show what a team effort it's been, because they don't have a lot of guys in like the top 20 in really hardly anything, you know.
It is a team effort. This team is really good. And like I said, the team can overcome, right? Because the team is so good, they can overcome yep. deficits. They can overcome Joey Gallo being 0-for-4. They can overcome a bad start from Monty. Like they overcome it and find ways to win. The will to win.
The Sox got more guys in the top 10, but they're not doing as well as a team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had a tough start. They're playing better as of late, though. They're creeping up. They want some smoke with us, and they're going to get it soon.
I just want to say one last thing. My dad coached my team in Little League, and somehow I always ended up on a crappy team. I think there was a fix in with the Little League tryouts. It was like all the good kids got on the jocks got on the good teams, and it was always me and like one other good guy and a bunch of losers on my team. It was rough, but like I played center field, and this kid Andy Kim was playing left, and he had like no coordination. I don't even know why what he was doing out there, but it was a pop fly like right to him, and like I was only like 10 feet away from him, backing him up. I could have poached it and caught it, and I'm like, no, I'm gonna give him a chance. You know, I'm not gonna be that guy. And he goes right in and out of his glove, and he drops the ball, and it was rough. But like, I got hit in the head once, and I just cursed a blue streak. I was like, "You mother effer!" My dad was a coach, and he came out and he was like, "Jay, just calm down, calm down." He was more concerned about me swearing up a blue streak than anything. But the kid that hit me in the head with the baseball earlier that year, he was screwing around with one of those umbrellas with the push button, and he popped me in the lip with the umbrella, and I had this huge fat lip for like a week, so I had some resentment going on.
Tim, you got the last call. The music's already playing. Say what you gotta say. We got to you, though. Tim in Williston Park, last up.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you, man?
I'm great. Was trying to get
listen,
to you
I
sooner.
I had really one quick question for you.
Okay.
I was talking to you, and I mean, I can go on forever about the Yankees and the Mets and the Knicks and
got
Mets
maybe
and all that.
10 seconds.
I got one quick question. What is the term that you say all the time about the universe? Because I was trying to convey it, and I think I screwed it up.
Well, it should be disconnects if I say it properly, but I always say, the universe never unconnects. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. That's all we've got. Emmanuel Babari is next. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you later, though.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.